Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 9, verse 13 to Genesis 10, verse 1. You know, rainbows may be fabulous, but what happens in Noah's wine-tasting tent stays in the wine-tasting tent.
Hello, and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. That recap was spot on. Connie.
Well, thank you.
Now we get into the weird names. I mean, this part of the Bible, there's like a lot of begatten going on. So we're going to hear a lot of people's names who are just not important because they're like the ancillary characters we've mentioned before that they you see in a show. They show up, they say their line, and then they leave, and then they're never heard of again. And it's like they were never important enough except to just mention the fact that they were there.
You know, maybe we should be playing something like, I don't know, Pomp and Circumstance in the background, because this is sort of like you're at a graduation ceremony and you're just sitting there. This long list of names.
Yeah, it's a long list of names.
Handing out diplomas.
Yeah, hand out the genetic diplomas on this one.
Exactly. This is like, yeah, this we're giving people awards because somebody.
Yeah, because their dicks worked. And the thing is that they're not. They don't mention the women at all. The women are never mentioned in any of this. Just the guys. This is all guy shit. Apparently, just men have babies. So take that creationist phase, right? Yeah, take that. Pastor Manning, when a guy gives birth, because the Bible says men are giving birth. Apparently, because they're the ones begetting all these children.
Women are just so unimportant. They're home making sandwiches.
Yeah, that's right.
And babies.
And starting with 10, 2, the sons of Japheth, whatever his name is.
Japheth.
Japheth. Sounds like an aphid. Aphid. The sons of Aphid. No, Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madi, and Javan, and Tubal. That's a libation, by the way. And Meshach and Tyrus.
And three. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you name any of your kids any of these things, please seek psychological counseling. I'm just saying.
These sound more like the guttural sounds you make as you're giving birth. It's just saying from personal experience.
Well, Gomer apparently was, you know, Gomer Pyle. You know, that was
Shazam. Surprise, surprise, surprise. I'm in the box. Ten three. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz and Riphath and Togarma.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Togarma. And beyond. More names we'll never hear ever again. Thankfully. 10-4. And the sons of Javan, Elijah, and Tarkish, Kittim, and Da-dum. That's based on porn music, I think.
10-5. By these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands, everyone after his tongue, after their families in their nations.
That sounds sexy. They're after their tongues now.
So these are Gentiles, even though they come from Noah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it says here that contrary to verse 11, well, we haven't gotten that far yet, many languages existed before the construction began on the Tower of Babel, which is coming up here soon.
11:1. Yeah, 11:1. In chapter 11, yes. Yeah.
So they're saying that in this one that everyone is already had their own tongue going out. So what was the purpose of the Tower of Babel later on? Well, of course, we're getting ahead of ourselves. So.
Anyway.
10-6. And the sons of Ham, Cush, If your name is just said Kush, I mean, just make sure he's selling something with us. He got some Kush? Yeah, I got some Kush right here. Yeah. And Mizram and Put and Canaan. There's Canaan again. And Ham. And apparently, there's another Ham. I mean, I hope they glaze this one. I'm just saying.
Stick the little cloves in there.
Yeah, your dried out ham is never good. I'm just saying.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's done properly, like prosciutto, where it's not it's not dried. It's more concentrated for flavor.
Exactly.
Yeah. Prosciutto and bacon. All right. 10:7 and the sons of Cush, Seba and Havilah and Sabta and Rama and Sabdika and the sons of Rama, Sheba and Dedan.
Sheba sounds like a girl's name.
It's the name of a cat food. I know that.
Oh, well, there's apparently a Sheba and Seba. Maybe they were sisters. It's like, I'm going to need you, Seba. I need you, Sheba. Well, isn't that going to get confusing, Dad? No. What are your names again? Who are you? Because I have two children, and I'd get upset and because they've done something, and I'd be like, I'd be calling, I was like, you so-and-so. It's like, who am I again, Dad? You know who you are. Don't fuck with me. You're the one that's in trouble. Don't fuck with me.
Neither of these are girls, though. It says sons.
It does say sons, yes.
There's no air quotes on it either.
Yeah, that's right. There are no sons. So apparently, Sheba was, you know, the flirty one that was kind of like the well, I don't want to say fruity. I'm just going to say that Sheba was the one who was like, well, let's go out to the back room, boys. And yeah.
Ten eight.
Yep, that's.
I got nothing.
is that? Oh wait, no, that's. You've got the odd numbers. I've got the even ones. I forgot.
Yeah.
And 10. All right, 10:8. And Cush begat Nimrod. Dun, dun, dun. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. Apparently, there's the in the earth again. Bad language. On the earth, not in the earth. Is he a mole? Is he Nimrod a mole rat?
He's so awesome. The earth shakes when he walks.
Yeah. Well,
evidently we've just met a real asshole.
Yeah. Apparently we were kind of looking this up. It says apparently, and there's a notation here. It says, who is Nimrod? The king who tried to construct the Tower of Babel? The first pope? Elmer Fudd? Of course, there's some Wikipedia. You can find more on Nimrod in the encyclopedia called the Wikipedia. But there's been parts on there where he was just a hunter, or he was just a apparently a killer of children. Maybe, I don't know. The language is a little obscure. There's not real pointing to that, so it was kind of weird.
Well, in that sense, he's just taking after God. I mean, God killed all those babies in the floods. So
oh yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Not sure why they care about it.
Exactly.
Asshole.
All
right. 10:9. Again, speaking of Nimrod, he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord.
It just said it twice in one sentence. We've had a problem with God apparently forgetting that he's writing stuff and then repeating himself later. And this time he does it even in the first in this one line. He's like, mighty hunter before the Lord. Before the Lord, he was a hunter. I was like, what the hell?
Evidently, if they had billboards back then, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord, says,
I was
buy
like,
a Prius.
Like...
<You know? laughs>
This is like the old Berman Shave sign.
Yeah.
You see it going down the highway. It's like, buy this at the store, you know.
Yeah.
At store,
even,
buy
even
at the
Nimrod,
store.
The mighty hunter before the Lord, uses Brill Cream. I don't know. Sounds like a selling point.
It sounds like a selling point. Yeah, they want to really push it home that he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. So,
we know God loves him some barbecue.
Yes, he definitely does. 10:10, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, I don't know if you can hear that. The sirens are going off around here. They're doing the test the first Monday of the month or whatever. Right, whatever. 10:10, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, E-R-E-C-H, Erech?
Mm-hmm.
Erech? I'm just going to call him Erech.
I guess Erech.
Erech, yeah, it's a pronunciation of Erech, phonetically speaking. And Akkad and Kala in the land of Shinar.
I think they're shining us on.
I think they are, too. It's like...
Shine on me. Shiny shoes. 10:11. Out of the that land went forth Asher and builded Nineveh and the city Rehoboth and Calah. And I guess I glossed over that a little fast. We have Babel.
Babel, yes.
Babel's made its appearance, and so we have some more cities. Nineveh.
They're satellite cities. Satellite cities off of Babel.
Yeah, we have our little places we go to.
A city is a different. I mean, compared to today, a city is a certain number of people. I mean, why would they need to go out and just be like 10 miles away from each other? I don't even know how many miles they were. I'm just saying they're like 10 miles away from each other. I'm my own city. I'm out here in the middle of the field. I'm my own city. Yeah. I got my kush. No. My different kind of kush. I got my kush. I got my sheep. And I got my pens. And I'm a whole city unto myself. Oh, yeah. 10:12. And risen between Neva and Kala, the same is a great city. What?
This is the travelogue.
This is all right. This would
come
make it
visit
in...
beautiful downtown Nineveh. Come for the watermelon fest, stay for the fireworks at night.
Yeah. Come for the kush. Come for the pushing.
We have great nightlife here.
Yes.
Well, I know that's probably another city that I see a little further on in this chapter.
Yeah. The thing is, these cities would not make it into the AAA guide, the old guides that you have. It's like, yeah, this city's got a AAA star rating. Yeah, these cities wouldn't make it into the AAA. They'd be like, yeah, stay away from this place. They've got just donkeys and horse manure. That's it. Unless you're into that, and then go, by the way, then go.
10:13. And Mizraim begat Ludim and Anamim and Lehabim and Naphtuhim.
Naphtuhim. I'm enough to him.
I'm done.
No more after him. Enough to him. I'm no more of these. No more coming out of this baby factory. No, sir. You want to have some more? You can have them yourself. I'm just saying. 10:14. Parthrism and Calshulam, out of whom came Palestinum and Capitomum. Were these people on drugs when they just named people like either that or they're just really tired? It's like yeah, blah blah. Okay, we'll name them that. Okay, all right. There's no pronunciation there, but there's two vowels in this. No, three vowels in that last one. Three vowels.
It does become very much tongue twister. I'm sitting here looking at it, and I start to pronounce these things, and I realize I'm doing it all backwards.
Well, that the Bible's backwards. I mean, you're not alone, Connie. This whole thing is backwards, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, Canaan's doing something in the next verse here.
Yes.
Yeah, the whole reason that the whole curse starts. Okay, 10:15, and Canaan begat Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth.
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 Heth. Heth. I'll go with Heth.
Yeth.
Heth. Hey, Heth. Hey.
Pepper and Thuckatash.
Thuckatash, Heth. He couldn't pronounce the vowels.
I don't spit on my microphone.
He couldn't. Yeah, he looks like we're running off the highway because Seth couldn't steer anywhere.
Oh, please tell me Bugs Bunny's going to pop up soon because we need that Roadrunner and the coyote.
Yeah.
This is so dry.
10:16. No.
Oh, 16.
Yeah, we're
yeah,
at 16.
No, you're right. Oh, never
10,
mind.
That's
I
right.
Was, 10, I was wishful thinking.
Yeah, wishful thinking. We're just ahead. Like, get done with these people already. 10:16. And Jebusite. And that sounds like a mineral. And Jebusite.
Oh, and the.
Oh, you're right. And the Jebusite. Yeah. There was nobody else named Jebusite. He's the Jebusite. Like the Batman. He was the Jebusite man. Oh! And the Amorite. And the Girgashite. Oh, three teams.
Are these tribes? Is that what's happening?
I don't know. I think these were like the superheroes of the time. It's like you had the Jebusite was Batman, Amorite was the Flash, and Girgashite was the Green Arrow. That's what it is.
Girgashite, I choose you.
That's Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all. Well, you know.
Gotta catch them
Again,
all.
Still a better story.
Yeah, it's still a better story. I hate that
Ash
show, but it's still a better
kid.
Show.
Ash's been a kid for like 20 years now.
Yeah.
This is really disturbing.
Yeah. I hate Pokemon, but it's still a better story than this. And we're reading this.
I know. We're still, yeah, again, I think we're talking about tribes or groups of people here.
I don't know at this point.
Saying the 17 and the Hivite and the Archite and the Sinite. I think they're just making shit up.
I think they are too. There's like, yeah, there's like, we're going to call ourselves this. You're the Hittite group. You're the Archite too. And you're the Sinite group. Well, we don't want to be named that. Fuck it. I don't care. That's what you're calling. We're calling you now. If you don't like it, tough shit.
You should have come to the meetings.
You guys didn't come to the naming meeting. Your tribe was absent at the meeting.
So guess what?
We couldn't
what?
Get a cab. What are you talking about? We were at the meeting. We couldn't get a cab. It's a it's a zero century. We couldn't get cabs anywhere. It was like, and I was taking directions from my wife, and we ended up on the other side of the of Canaan for some reason. This is why we don't give the maps to the women to do the navigating.
So if they get to the final meeting, they go, "Hey, why am I the crapite and he's the shitite?"
Oh gosh!
I'm the phlegmite.
I'm the phlegmite. You're not so bad. You're not the phlegmite. Yeah. 10:18, and the Everite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamadrite, and afterward were the families of the Canaanites spread abroad. Well, I'm not telling you what to do with your women, but, you know, don't spread them out like that. I'm just saying.
They do Pilates and yoga. They're flexible. 10:19, and the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon and thou comest to Gerar, unto Gaza, and thou goest unto Sodom and Gomorrah.
There we go.
There we go. That's where you go for a party.
That's right.
And Admah and Zeboim, even unto Lasha.
Yeah, there was like three words I understood there. Gaza, Sodom and Gomorrah, and everything else like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got the word border. Border I understood. See, they never mention anything, these other cities, where they're talking about all these nasty places. It's just Sodom and Gomorrah. Some people think that Las Vegas is the modern-day version of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like, no, it's just a city.
Not if you take what exactly was there. Again, we're getting ahead of ourselves. But yeah. If you understand what Sodom and Gomorrah's sin is later on in the Bible.
Actually, there's actually
to do with sex.
Well, actually, there's a little bit more to that. There's actually those reasons why they're destroyed really wasn't for that reason,
right?
Yeah. So, but we're getting ahead of ourselves again.
I know.
10:20. These are the sons of Ham. I hope it's glazed. I'm just saying the sons of Ham and their families after their tongues in their countries and in their nations.
Oh,
Oh, wow. Well, now they get their own nations. Ham, apparently, this must be another ham. Because it's obviously not the first ham that why would he get his own nation? I'm going to curse you and everybody that follows you, but you get your own nation. Oh,
yeah.
Well, not so bad.
It was just Kanan.
Yeah.
It wasn't the guy who actually did the shit.
Oh, that's right. It was Kanan that got the shit done. Though. Not
Kanan
Ham.
Got the curse.
I'm getting my, I need a map, Connie. This is just so fucking bizarre.
Well, why should God ever actually punish the person who did the shit?
Right, exactly.
It's always some scapegoat out there, so he makes sure to create lots of animosity.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yep.
They're all speaking in different tongues.
Already.
Everybody has their own language. That's back to that other footnote. Here's where that comes in.
Yep.
10:21. Unto Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder, even to him were children born. Amazing! No way!
No way! Wait. Yes, he had more children? He had more children? No. No, that's not possible. God made him barren, didn't he? Oh, no, that's...
that was his wife.
That's his wife. I know that happens a lot in the Bible. God makes people barren for some stupid-ass reason. Then says... Then you can have a kid later on. Just for shits and giggles. Just to fuck with you.
I don't think we know what the word barren really means, God.
I don't think God... That takes me back to that... You keep using that word. You do not know what it does not mean what I think it means.
Yes.
10:22, the children of Shem, Elam, and Asherah, and Ephixarad, and Lud. God, that's a terrible name. Lud. And Aram. If your name is Lud, just kill yourself. Just kill yourself. Your name's Lud. You might as well just name yourself Lead and jump in the river and then just swim to the bottom and hold on to a rock. And
is that where Luddites come from?
Yeah, maybe that's where the Luddites come from. That's not a good thing.
Oh, 23. And the children of Aram, Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Mash.
Uz.
Or Uz.
Uz. Uz. Maybe it's Uz. Uz. That's someone being lazy. It's like, what's your name? Uz. How do you spell that? Uz. I don't know. Fuck, just go away.
Uz and whore. Sounds you're having when you're making children. Again, it just.
And Mash was apparently the drinker because, you know, that's what you make alcohol out of, the mash, you know. And that's not the TV show MASH either. So.
I'm going to say suicide is painless is the first thing that came into my head.
10:24. And the Ephixarite began Selah, and Selah begat Ebert, or Eber.
That's not a fix.
Who was Selah's father then? Who was Selah's father? It's because apparently there's more here to this. That apparently it's because in Genesis 10:24 it says, Abram begat Setra, but this is a little foreshadowing in Genesis 11, which we haven't gotten to yet. Abram lived 5 and 30 years and begat Shelah. So who was his father? I mean, it's like.
By the way, it's Arphaxad.
Arphaxad.
Yeah, but you were saying asphyxiate.
Asphyxiated. And asphyxiated. Arphyxiated. How do you pronounce that again? I don't even know.
Arphaxad.
Arphaxad. You know what? I don't even care anymore.
I'm sorry. That's why I was laughing, because you said asphyxiated.
Asphyxiated. Right. Asphyxiated begat Shelah.
I kind of wish somebody tried a little auto instead of having kids. This would be a shorter chapter.
Way shorter chapter. So they did a little shorter, a little audiorexia asphyxiation on these people.
Maybe that's what was going on in the tent when Noah was drunk on his ass. Right?
Yeah. A little. That's probably what is going on there.
Oh gosh. So they can't even get their genealogies straight. This is
No.
awesome.
Yeah, they don't even know that there was just so many of them running around. It's like, whose kid are you? His. Are you sure? No. I'll just point to some random guy walking by. That's daddy over there.
Just imagine any really far-flung southern family reunion where everybody's family has like 10
Related to
people.
everybody else is
Yeah, it's crazy. 1025. And unto Eber was born two sons. The name of one was Peleg. I almost said peg leg.
Peg
Peleg.
leg. Peg leg.
Peleg. Yeah. For in his days was the earth divided. Okay. And his
Okay.
brother's name was Joktan.
Joktan. Now there's a notation here that some creationists believe that the verse and later on in 1 Corinthians 1:19 refers to continental drift, which they say began to occur in the days of Peleg, which means division about 100 or so years after the flood. So, but many other creationists disagree. See, they can't even agree on this. See, there's that whole notion that say with Christians, they say, well, none of the scientists agree on evolution because there's so many people who disagree with it. It's like, no, they don't. And look at even your own holy book disagrees with in your own church disagrees with everybody else about certain things in your own Bible. So don't say that.
Well, we've already shown that the Bible's disagreeing with itself.
Yeah. So this is basically in this instance here. So if this happened 100 years or so after the flood, then those kangaroos would have had time to hop all the way back to that part of the world where they just suddenly decided to break off and decided to stay there. You know, for the this is the you know, for the explanation of why those animals are all in those locations now because they got cut off after they had time to get back there.
I see.
Yeah. That's the way I'm reading it. So.
No, that's okay. Occasionally we do try, we try to be somewhat fair,
Accommodating.
at least, yeah, at least present some of their arguments
Yeah.
for
At least try to think that's what they might say to something as
Right. And
yeah.
I guess I question, would 100 years be long enough for animals to not only travel but to be able to stop and breed? Where would be proper,
And how
places
would
for
they
them
know where
to?
they were going, you know?
Yeah, not all, I don't think all animals are like birds, which have homing.
Right.
And again, there's a lot, for the most part, birds are limited to how far they can travel. There's some birds that travel great distances,
Yep.
between grounds, but yeah, no, I
Yeah, no,
anyway.
I'm saying this is a possible explanation,
Sure.
but you know what? It's bullshit anyway. It doesn't matter.
Possible and probable are two
Yeah,
different things.
exactly.
They
It's
very much.
possible? Sure. I could swim in Jell-O. Is it possible? Sure. Will I do it? Not likely. Not likely.
There's money in
Is it, well, there's money in it, then maybe, but it'd have to be a lot of money. Where are we
Okay,
at?
where are
We're at
we?
25, 26, 10, 26, and Jakarta.
It's you next. Okay,
Yeah,
thank you.
Jokatan, Joktan. I was reading it as Joktan.
Sure,
Joktan.
that works too.
That works too. Joktan begat Almonds. No, the Almond Brothers.
Almond Joy.
Almond Joy. Almond and Shepup and Hazmathmithith and
Hazmat.
Hazmat. It's the Hazmat team.
Sheeple, Almond Joy, Sheeple, Hazmat, and
And
Jared.
Jared, yeah.
Jared, yeah.
And Jared. Not that Jared. Not that Jared. No, this is long before that Jared
We
came along.
just screw up the names throughout
I
out.
don't.
We're
It
fun.
doesn't really matter. These people don't even. They're mentioned once and then they're just forgotten about. Speaking of. But we don't want you to forget about us because we're on Twitter. And if you want to follow the show on Twitter, that's at twitter.com/ABNW podcast. And if you like the show and you think it's funny or interesting or just think that we deserve a raise and some cash, go to patreon.com. At patreon.com/ABANDNW, if you want to throw some money at us. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/ABANDNW. And our blog post is where you can find the show here is at abandnw.wordpress.com, where you can find all the links to the show on your favorite podcatcher on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. And if you have any questions, comments, emails, love or hate mail, you can send those to over to tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. And be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. And please remember to leave us a 5-star review, a rating, and a review on iTunes and Stitcher and Spreaker, if at all possible. And we'll be back again later. Whenever you get this next show. That is, if you even got this one. I read it and I still didn't understand it. So until then, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.